morning, Mary.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm going well. Actually, harking back to my youth, I don't know if I'd like to be 16 again, but certainly I see the youth of today having a good time during National Youth Week around the Bega Valley and the Yorubadella, so I'm thinking it wouldn't be a bad thing, maybe.
I've recently been at a skate workshop at Tata, and I thought to myself I could probably have a go on a skateboard as well. I didn't know.
We have to get into the TARDIS and take us back to those times.
That's right.
Well, as you say, you've already had a couple of skate workshops at Tathra and Bega. You also had an Adulting 101 finance seminar. How did that go?
Headspace have been running those Adulting 101 workshops for a while now, and they go really well. You know, it's just a great way for youth to find out about finance or health or getting jobs, whatever topics they want. So that's been really good.
I reckon that's a great idea because not all parents talk to their kids about finances in that sort of a way. And I think when kids feel like they've got a bit of control over their money, particularly going out getting a job, earning their own money, I think that's really great for their confidence.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, this coming Friday, you've got something really great coming up.
Yes, the Far South Film are putting on a live visual effects for streaming workshop. It goes across 2 days on the 16th and 24th of April, and that's at the Funhouse Studio in Bega.
And what's that going to entail?
Far South Film, they put on the workshops to basically teach if you want to do live streaming or work out how to do effects for streaming. I'm not really up with these things. They're beyond me, but I'm sure anyone listening who's into that will go, yes, I would like to know more.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's ages 12 to 18, so that'll be something really a little bit different, and they'll come out learning a lot after that, I reckon. What about on Saturday? You got something else really good coming up?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of things on Saturday in Tathra. We've got the Tathra Soccer Slam. PCYC are putting that on from 11 till 3 down at the soccer field in Tathra.
And so a soccer slam, what's that all about?
Anyone familiar with PCYC, they often do the ball soccer, you know, where you're
yep.
in the big blow-up ball.
The big one, yep.
Yeah, so they've expanded and now they're just trying to make a soccer game where they can get as many people involved. So, yeah, I think they're going to try and break a few records there of how many people can be involved in a soccer game.
Oh, my goodness. They'll go well because you can imagine how many kids, young people would love to get down and do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's on. And what else is happening in Tathra on Saturday?
We've got a Kainini clean-up, which for those people who are into the caring for the environment, that's happening there and there'll be perhaps a bit of an opportunity for some snorkeling and other activities while you're at Kainini.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful area, that's for sure. So that's 10:30 until 1. And you've got something happening on Sunday, the Sapphire Coast Board Riders.
Yeah, so the Board Riders are putting on workshops for beginners to learn to surf, but they've also got some workshops for those who have already started surfing and have a little bit of skill, want to learn a little bit more. So they've got free workshops happening this weekend as well.
Yeah, once again, you know, learning to surf, that would also create, well, the idea of fun and getting out in the great outdoors, but also I reckon too just that sense of, you know, getting a bit of confidence.
Yeah, and great community too. The Sapphire Coast Board Riders have got a great community. So once you sort of learn and you want to keep going, then you've got that supportive community there to give you some tips.
Make a few new friends. And what about Saturday the 24th? What's Here to There all about?
So the Here to There past to present art workshops are for youth over 12. They'll be displayed at Spiral Gallery at their exhibition in July, I think that's on.
Okay, and that's actually going to happen at the Old Bega Hospital where they'll be doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, the workshop itself is at the Old Bega Hospital.
Yeah, so you've actually got plenty on in the Bega Valley for National Youth Week, plenty of reasons for kids to get involved.
Yes, and, you know, big thank you to all the community groups and businesses who apply to council to get a youth grant so that they can then host these different workshops and activities for the youth, because that's, you know, a great way for youth to be connected to each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Great things to happen in the valley.
And due to COVID, you know, I mean, kids can be quite isolated at times by their own making. COVID has also created that sort of insular world. Having National Youth Week going on with all these activities really bring the kids out and get them smiling again, hey?
Absolutely.
All right, Mary. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoy the rest of National Youth Week, and thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Kimmy.